Time now for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. We hear a lot these days from celebrities and politicians who urge us to help save Africa. As well-intentioned as those appeals might be, Uzodinma Iweala argues Africa is not in need of saving. In fact, he says many of the celebrity campaigns wind up promoting the same old stereotype of Africa as a black hole of disease and death. He made his argument in an op-ed in yesterday's editions of the Washington Post. Iweala argued that, racked by guilt, the West seems to have turned to Africa for redemption. And while Western celebrities like Bono and Brangelina plead for help on the covers of magazines, Africans who do make a real difference on the ground go unnoticed. Uzodinma Iweala is the author of the novel Beasts of No Nation, and he joins us now on the line from his hotel room in Johannesburg in South Africa. Nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You write in your op-ed, there is no African, myself included, who does not appreciate the help of the wider world. What you disagree with is the focus that we sometimes hear in the West of saving Africa. You wrote one point that you go to these appeals sometimes for funds and cringe at the way it's presented.
Right. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm not alone in saying that no one develops on their own. It's a global community. Everybody must work together. But I think the messaging is what is often what bothers me sometimes, in the sense that you paint a certain set of people as so weak or so incompetent. And I don't think that's necessarily, I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's effective in a lot of ways.
And you also, there was an incident that you describe at the beginning of your op-ed where you're approached by an earnest young college student who says, don't you want to help to save Africa?
Right. I mean, this again, I think that a lot of people are doing a lot of things all over the world, and I think that's great, and I think it's very necessary. You know, again, I think that people shouldn't, you know, I was particularly annoyed when she said that to me, because I had just come back from Nigeria and I was working with people in Nigeria who were doing so much on their own without any outside help. You know, so the idea that, you know, she would look at me or look at some people in Africa and think that they're not doing anything is what really, really bothered me, when there's so many people on the ground who are putting things together. Again, that's not to say that people outside, that, you know, the various prominent people who are doing things to help, who are raising awareness, aren't doing their part. They're definitely doing their part. In some cases, you could argue more than their part. But at the same time, you can't just look at them. You do have to look at the people on ground who are not getting the credit or the recognition I think they deserve.
We're talking with Uzodinma Iweala on the Talk of the Nation opinion page. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And some people would say, oh, wait a minute, clearly at least some parts of Africa do need help, and isn't it churlish to attack the motives of those who are trying to help you?
Right. Well, again, I'm not attacking the motives. What I'm saying is that, look, we need to look at the messaging that goes on around the help that is given. Of course, you know, if you look at Europe after World War II, Europe received a whole lot of help. I mean, you look at Spain, you look at Ireland more recently, they received a lot of help. But the way that that aid was talked about is not the same way that people talk about aid in Africa, and I think that's the bigger problem. I mean, of course, there are countries that definitely need the aid and definitely need the assistance, and I'm not going to deny that. I don't think anybody would, but I do think, you need to look at the way that that aid and assistance is talked about, especially in the Western media.
Mm-hmm. And you also argue that, in fact, the efforts by celebrities, if you will, get over-promoted, while the efforts of Africans to help themselves goes unnoticed.
Right. I mean, I think that, you know, you open the newspapers, you open magazines, and you look at the headlines, and I think that again, is a bit disturbing sometimes, where you have a headline that says, can this person save Africa, or can that person save Africa, or this person is saving Africa. And, you know, the idea that, I mean, it's absurd, the idea that one person can save a whole continent of people with all the different countries and whatnot. But, you know, again, it doesn't focus on the people who are doing things. For example, I worked with a doctor in northern Nigeria who is not really getting paid anything, but he's out there. He started a whole HIV/AIDS education program on his own, funds things with his own money, but nobody really speaks about him.
You wrote in your piece, there is no African, myself included, who does not appreciate the help of the wider world, but we do question whether aid is genuine or given in the spirit of affirming one's cultural superiority.
Right.
And that does,
I mean, I think,
that does sound a little judgmental.
Maybe it is in a sense, but I mean, if you, for example, I had a conversation with a young woman who was talking about how her mom runs a charity in, I think it was Rwanda, and she said to me, "Oh, but don't worry, you know, she makes sure that she gets them to keep all their receipts so that there's no evidence or there's no likelihood of corruption. And, you know, when somebody says that to you, okay, great, the person is helping, but already they're looking at you as you're somehow backwards or morally incompetent and that you can't handle yourself or you can't handle the way, you know, how to fix problems in your own place. And I think that that's, again, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that that judgment on that people make sometimes, and I'm not saying it's all the time, but I think in some cases that judgment that's made is not fair, and it doesn't do us, you know, or it doesn't do the people helping or the people receiving the help any justice.
You also suggest that this doesn't happen at the fundraising level. The last month, the group of eight industrialized nations and a host of celebrities met in Germany to discuss, among other things, how to save Africa. Before the next summit, I hope people realize Africa doesn't want to be saved. What kinds of things might you want to see out of the group of eight next time?
No, I mean, I think, again, the way to talk about it is that Africa, yes, Africa needs help, but that help is not necessarily somebody coming in, reaching, picking you up and putting you in a different place. It's people working with you. And I think there are ways to do that. I mean, looking at where investments are made, for example, as opposed to putting loads and loads of money in certain programs like that deal with health. And I think those are important. I think money needs to go to those. But also look at things like infrastructure that needs to be developed. Because you can spend all the money that you want on, you know, HIV/AIDS drugs or on malaria treatments, but if you can't get those treatments to people because you don't have roads, then that's an issue. I mean, when money was spent in Europe, it was spent on rebuilding infrastructure. I mean, you can do the same thing in Africa. I think, again, I'm not saying that you should take any money away or that you shouldn't do those things, those social programs. I think those are very important, and I think those are very necessary. But I do also think that there are other areas that you can look at. I mean, that will help and that will build Africa up, in a sense, and that will be more partnership-based rather than, you know, and not allow people to say, oh, we're putting you on this place, or we're helping you.
Uza Dinma Iwala, thank you so much for your time. Uza Dinma Iwala joined us on the Opinion Page from South Africa. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.